Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, September 14th. Criminal charges, an impeachment inquiry, two totally different visions on the way forward for the American economy, all of that happening at the very same time today, swirling around the campaign trail. Today, special counsel David Weiss indicted Hunter Biden, the president's son, on charges related to a gun he purchased back in 2018. This is obviously very unwelcome news to the president personally, of course, and politically, of course, to him and his entire team. Federal prosecutors charged Hunter Biden with three crimes, two counts of alleged false statements he made while purchasing the gun, and a third count for possessing the gun while addicted to drugs. This comes after that plea deal you may recall back in June between the president's son and Weiss, the prosecutor, where they were resolving the gun charges and Hunter would have pleaded guilty to tax misdemeanors. And that all fell apart in court in July. You'll recall a judge rejected that plea deal. And so, as the plea deal fell apart, in the aftermath of that, Attorney General Merrick Garland actually gave Weiss special counsel status. So he didn't just be confined to the rules of the road for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware, but could have broader jurisdiction as special counsel. And it is in his role as special counsel that these charges came down today. In addition to the gun case, Weiss is still weighing whether to charge Hunter Biden with crimes related to not paying his taxes on time. Hunter Biden's lawyer said in a statement today he plans to fight the gun charges, adding, quote, "The evidence in this matter has not changed in the last 6 weeks, but the law has, and so has MAGA Republicans' improper and partisan interference in this process," end quote. Prosecutors say that the deal that Hunter's lawyer insists bars him from being charged never went into effect. His lawyer also said that several federal courts have dismissed that third charge I talked about earlier, that prohibited him from possessing a gun while addicted to drugs. As recently as last month, a federal appeals court deemed that law unconstitutional for violating the Second Amendment. This is the first time in U.S. history that the United States Department of Justice has filed charges against the son of a sitting president. And just think about this dark new chapter in the overall Biden story, right? I mean, think about how painful this moment must be for the president. Obviously, no parent would want to see their child indicted on criminal charges relating to a battle with drug addiction. But just think of the Biden story here. I mean, you go through his storied career, obviously, and he ends up as vice president. And his son, Beau Biden, the attorney general of Delaware at the time, dies of brain cancer. He somehow makes it to the height of political heights by winning the presidency. And as president and about to emerge on a reelection campaign, is dealing with the fallout of his other son, his surviving son's drug addiction and apparently illegal activity here. And timing is everything in life here, right? This is happening the very same week that Kevin McCarthy launched an impeachment inquiry into President Biden for alleged misdoings around Hunter Biden's business ventures, even though House Republicans have yet to uncover any actual direct evidence of wrongdoing linked to Biden and his family's foreign business deals. Biden himself made his first public comments on the impeachment inquiry at a campaign fundraiser last night in Virginia. He said, quote, "Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know quite why, but they just knew they wanted to impeach me. And now the best I can tell, they want to impeach me because they want to shut down the government." He then said that he has a job to do. Quote, "I get up every day, not a joke, not focused on impeachment. I've got a job to do. I've got to deal with the issues that affect the American people every single solitary day," end quote. House Republicans are still not completely unified on how to move forward with both the impeachment inquiry and on the issue of government spending. On impeachment, questions in the conference remain over who should be subpoenaed and when, how long the inquiry should last, should a floor vote take place to formalize the inquiry. And on spending, Lawmakers have until September 30th to pass a bill that would keep the government open and operating. But disagreements over numbers and policy remain very much apparent inside the Republican conference. And for McCarthy, the threat of losing his job remains too. McCarthy told reporters today he's ready for a fight if anyone tries to hold a vote to remove him from his job.
I knew changing Washington would not be easy. And you know what? If it takes a fight, I'll have a fight.
One Republican who is a strong advocate of the impeachment inquiry, of course, is former President Donald Trump. He has publicly and privately encouraged House Republicans to push forward with impeaching Biden. And in an interview today with Megyn Kelly, of all people, storied relationship there on Sirius XM, Trump suggested Biden wouldn't be dealing with impeachment talk right now if he himself hadn't been impeached.
But I think had they not done it to me, then I'm very popular in the region. They like me and I like them, the Republican Party. Perhaps you wouldn't have it being done to them. And this is going to happen with indictments, too. They have fake indictments. And I think you're going to see that as time goes by. You're going to see Republicans when they're in power doing it. And it's a shame when that happens. I'm not in favor of that, but that's what's going to happen because that's human nature.
And a bit of news out of Trump's legal challenges today. A judge in Georgia ruled that Trump and 16 of his co-defendants won't be going to trial in October. You'll recall that two of the overall 19 that were indicted, Ken Chesbrough and Sidney Powell, had asked for a speedy trial. And today the judge ruled to sever their cases from the rest. So those two will proceed with the trial on October 23rd. No date has been set yet as to when Trump's Georgia trial would begin. All 19 defendants across the board have pleaded not guilty to the charges. But it's not the 91 criminal charges across four indictments that will be the focus of President Biden's remarks today. He is eager to draw a contrast with Donald Trump on the economy. And this is all about branding here. We've talked a lot about Biden out on the trail selling Bidenomics, all that he's accomplished and his administration has accomplished in ways in which he brought Congress together on a bipartisan basis for things like the infrastructure bill or the CHIPS Act. Well, now not is he just trying to sell the accomplishments. He's trying to draw a clear contrast with Trump on what he's labeling MAGAnomics.
It's about investing in America. It's about growing the economy from the middle out and the bottom up instead of the top down. Because when the middle class does well, the poor have a ladder up and the wealthy still do very well.
And in fact, Donald Trump sort of gave voice in that interview with Megyn Kelly that perhaps impeachment isn't the political killer that some Republicans believe it'll be, though obviously no president would want it. But listen to this answer he gave. He clearly also is trying to post up on the issue of the economy.
Look, he's a horrible president. Our country is going to hell. Whether it's impeachment or not impeachment, this man is destroying our country at the border. He's destroying it economically. Inflation's way up.
This is just a taste of what we are going to get if Donald Trump is the nominee and Joe Biden remains on track to be the Democratic nominee and we have a rematch of 2020. Buckle in for the next 14 months, folks. You're getting a little preview today across all these stories, what it's going to be like. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like the show, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.